Okay, so this is the lightning talk section. Like I say, please don't get up and move after every single talk, otherwise it's going to be a chaos. So you're in here for the whole 50 minutes, well, 60 minutes actually. So just sit down, relax, enjoy, starting with, I'm afraid I've forgotten your name.
Yakov.
Yeah. Thank you. Please go.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, I hope everyone can hear me now. My name is Yakov. Hello, everyone. I am currently a firmware engineer at Certura, and today I'll give you a very brief overview of what we have been doing in open source switching space. So the presentation is very brief, so I'll jump right in. Okay, so basically when we talk about switching, we are talking about devices, network switches, right? Our team has started out with CPEs, so these are embedded network devices like access points and routers. But a network switch basically is a multi-port device which has a dedicated ASIC which controls packet switching. And this ASIC also has to support some kind of hardware offloading for advanced features like lag and so on. So in this space, for the Linux kernel, we have an in-kernel driver model, which is called SwitchDev. This model allows the driver to offload the data plane onto the switch ASIC, right? And also for the switching part, we have a relevant project called ONI. ONI is actually a pre-installed environment for network switches. And ONI is not just that. It also supports various hardware standards in this domain. So we'll get to it in a bit. Okay, so where are we right now with open source switching? There are some challenges. So basically, we have a limited amount of platforms supported in the mainline kernel. The most common ones are Prestera from Marvel. We also have some Spectrum devices and Sparks 5 switch chipset family. Obviously, in this space, we want to build a fully open source switching platform. This means that we have decided to join the DENT project and the DENT community. The DENT project is actually looking to create something like a fully open source enterprise-grade network switch, right? And in this space, we have been working to lead the DENT upstream working group, which has organized and funded work for open source switching. Okay, so one of the projects which has been organized and funded by this DENT community has been the Linux ONI NVMM project. Basically, the idea was that ONI, the specification from ONI, mandates that all network devices and hardware must have some kind of product data stored in non-volatile memory. This chip actually has to be supported in the mainline kernel, and the idea was to expose some standardized API in the kernel to allow user space to read from it, and this has been done by the Bootling guys. So the other work that we have been doing in this space independently from DENT is actually for the Replica One build system project. So we have been working on the PSU driver for the Delta chipsets. We have also done some PoE driver support and the upstreamed 48M CPLD drivers. Here we have the GPIO driver and the CLPD reset controller. These are some of the patches that we have made. You can see that there have been a lot of these revisions for the upstream process. So what are we actually planning for the future? Currently, the support is, as I said, rather limited because, for example, one of the most important aspects is the management of power over Ethernet. There's currently no standardized power over Ethernet management interface in the Linux kernel, and this is something that we would like to work with, for example, the DENT community to achieve. Obviously, this would imply also writing a PoE manager daemon, which would manage the PoE features of the switches. And also, this kind of work would allow other PoE controllers to be easily integrated into the kernel, right? Also, on the user space side, we also have some support in systemd network DDoN for example, virtual LANs. Our team has been working on the DHCP v4 static leases in this project, and also we have been working on adding wired 8.802.1x support in the host APD project. So, well, that's basically it. Thank you all for listening. If you have any questions regarding this kind of work, please get in touch. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you.